So what are the most common couple of reasons that well-performing employees don't get promoted?
We'll start with the easiest. Maybe you just don't have the necessary skills that the next job requires. It's simply a matter of skill set. Look at that first. But the nice thing about that, the real opportunity there is just go get it. You get the skills. Maybe you go get training or you shadow somebody. You can solve that pretty quickly.
All right, so what's the second?
Here's our second one. The emotional intelligence, the soft skills at work. Most research points to emotional intelligence as the real predictor of performance. It ranges between 60% to 80% of your performance at work, and how far you're going to go can be directly related to your level of emotional intelligence. It's your ability to be self-aware, manage your own emotions, and build proper relationships in the workplace.
Can you learn that?
You can do some things to learn it. This one is a much more of an art than a science, and it's more intuition and learning how to relate to people.
Okay, so these reasons are getting more complicated. What else you got?
Then we start to get into how do you approach your job and the role of the organization that you work at. Commonly, they'll say, yeah, I like Josh. Well, he's great, but he thinks like an employee, not like a manager. And so what they're saying there is, do you get lost in the trees or can you pull out of the trees and see the forest? Do you think about the bigger implications of what you're doing and think about the whole health of the organization that you're working for? And so if you think big picture, then they naturally say, well, gosh, he's already thinking big picture. He's already almost operating like we'd want him to at the next level. So why don't we just move him up? And that's another important point. Those of us that sit back and do our job really well then wait to be moved to the next level, that doesn't work that way. And that's been a lesson I even learned in my career early on. If you want the next job, you have to operate like you're already in it.
It's sort of like that old advice about dressing for the job you want rather than the job you have.
It's exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
Now, here's what makes this even more tricky today. Not everyone can think bigger picture. Not everyone can see the forest through the trees. So that might be a challenge for you. And the second one is, if you're already working 1.5 or 2 people's jobs, how are you going to find time to do other things? I've seen people not get promotions because the manager says they're already overworked now. They've not been able to figure out how to manage their current workload. I can't give them something bigger.
But that seems unfair if you're doing a double workload,
I
right?
never said it was fair. I said that's what makes it hard. So you've got to figure out how do you do that.
So if I'm passed over for a promotion, I mean, what does that mean for my future with the organization? Am I just stuck?
No, if you get passed over a promotion one time, don't sweat it. Don't worry about it. Very natural. If you get passed over 2 times, start to worry. 3 times, 3 of anything is a pattern. So once you get 3, out. You need to leave. Find something else.
Brandon Smith, our career guru, talks with us about our workplaces and our careers most Fridays. Thank you, Brandon.
Joshua, I'm looking forward to next Friday.